Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for being part of my day. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We got a lot of things there that will help you with your small business. Just click over there at smallbusinessadvocate.com and see what we got there that will help you. We got categories. We got Brain Trust members. We got archives, articles. The blog is there. The newsletter is there. Please subscribe to that. We'll tell you what's coming up for the week ahead right there in our newsletter, plus some articles that I've written and some things other people have done. So check all that out. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's all over our website. He's been with us now for more than 10 years. He's a senior partner with Tatum LLC. We're talking about their survey of business conditions. You mentioned business conditions are kind of sideways right now, Sam, but kind of in a holding pattern. Order backlogs, you said, going forward 30 days, forward 60 days is kind of at an upward trend. That's good news. What do you think that is? If conditions are not great, they're kind of sideways, but order backlogs are up, you'd think that would make people feel a little bit better about the conditions.
Well, yes, order backlogs are the most tangible evidence of the near-term future prospects for sales, mm-hmm. for companies that do have order backlogs. Of course, retailers don't have them, but a lot of manufacturers and people who do services have backlogs. And so it's normally a good sign for the near-term future. What we do not do is eliminate seasonality from this. We don't have a methodology for eliminating seasonality. So part of this could be seasonal for the upcoming Christmas season. We think that may be part of it. But it could be for those who have backlogs, order backlogs, take an order and ship it later or deliver it later. It's a good sign and very tangible that those businesses have a stronger outlook in the next 2 months.
It's interesting that order backlogs this time of year with the tax advantages. You know, there's some tax advantages going away this year. The big, what is it, Section 168. Write-off, I think that's going away this year. You would think at this point in time, in the fall of this year, with those things going away, it was interesting that the order backlogs are trending upward, and yet capital expenditures are down. You know, obviously these guys aren't the whole economy, but those two kind of conflict each other a little bit, don't they?
Well, the order backlogs are just what you're going to ship, and I think the capital expenditure commitments are down because people just won't make commitments. You know, one thing pulling against the other. You might see the opportunity for saving in taxes if you're profitable, but on the other hand, you don't want to commit because you're so uncertain as to what's going to be happening in the coming months. Mm-hmm. And so, I think for capital expenditure commitments and also for employment. You know, when we hire somebody, we're making a real commitment, and when we have to let somebody go, it's hard on the individual, but it's also costly for the business. And so we don't want to make commitments, and that's where outsourcing comes in as a way of making less of a commitment and yet meeting the needs that you have for people.
But Sam, all that outsourcing is done from another company, and so they have to hire people to take up that slack, and it's not because it's not just outsourcing, and this is why I'm a little interested in how the capital expenditure is going down. You know, our survey, our current survey about whether people would hire more or buy technology first and then hire, you know, the people who want to buy technology first are leading that poll right now.
Yes,
and so. So you would think that capital. I mean, I get that unemployment is still the arrows are still down for employment, I should say, but capital expenditures. I guess I believe your poll. I'm surprised that number that indicator isn't going up a little bit.
Well, I wish that it were. And, you know, people are spending capital for the things that will improve productivity.
That's right.
Is a great opportunity to continue improving opportunity. Naturally, that works against employment prospects. But those kinds of things they're doing. But there's very little need to expand capacity. It's just those things that can make things smoother, not just productivity, but systems and controls. All that technology,
Sam,
helps businesses compete.
We've got a project that we're working on in our office. We're producing a product that I'm doing with a part-time employee and a bunch of technology, and we're doing it faster, easier, and better than I could have done it 5 years ago with 10 people.
Yeah.
And we're doing it with 1.5 persons.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's affecting, you know, in the old, you go back, we talked about 30 years ago, or 60, you know, in those days, productivity meant blue collar.
Mm-hmm.
Now, productivity is affecting white collar.
That's right.
Even more.
Right. The last thing in your report, Sam, is the capital availability. That's been pretty steadily green, hasn't it?
Yeah. Last month, looking back 30 days, that improved a little bit. But then the outlook is sideways for capital availability and pricing. That is interest rates and the availability of capital.
But
certainly the banks have plenty of money to lend if there is a demand for lending.
Yeah.
But they're still pretty tight on their underwriting standards.
On terms, but I'll tell you, getting a loan from a bank, if you qualify for a loan, getting capital through borrowed money is not an issue in America. That's not what's holding the economy back, folks. I don't care what anybody else tells you, right, Sam? That's not what's holding things back. Okay, quick break. Right back after these messages with Sam Norwood. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.